This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm always trying to be fair. I don't want to be unfair to President Trump. I'm not trying to suggest by my answer something nefarious, but I don't want to get into the business of saying not as to this person, not as to that person.
On February 14th, the New York Times published a story, the headline of which was, Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. You were asked earlier if that was an inaccurate story, and you said in the main. Would it be fair to characterize that story as almost entirely wrong?
Yes.
Did you have, at the time that story was published, any indication of any contact between Trump people and Russians, intelligence officers, other government officials, or close associates of the Russian government?
That's one I can't answer sitting here.
We can discuss that in a classified setting then.
Indication of that whatsoever.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
The president has asked three things of you. He asked for your loyalty, and you said you would be loyally honest.
Honestly loyal.
Honestly loyal. He asked you on one occasion to let the Mike Flynn thing go because he was a good guy. By the way, you're aware that he said the exact same thing in the press the next day. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly, et cetera, et cetera. So I imagine your FBI agents read that.
I'm sure they did.
The president's wishes were known to them, certainly by the next day when he had a press conference with the prime minister. But going back, the three requests were, number one, be loyal. Number two, let the Mike Flynn thing go. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly. And number three, can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not under personally under investigation?
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Loretta Lynch telling James Comey to call Hillary Clinton's email scandal a matter instead of an investigation, and that Comey orchestrated the leak of his own memos to the press through a friend. The media, however, focused elsewhere.
Comey came across as an honest man under oath against a president who really doesn't focus much attention on telling the truth.
Trump is at the point where he has to say, I am not a liar, the other guy's a liar.
This is still a horrendous day for this president.
Here with more on the media reaction, staff writer for The Federalist, Bree Payton. Good to see you this morning. You know what? I do want to start, because we didn't include in that, Bree, some reaction that seemed to be spot on from over at CNN, John King. Let's watch that together.
This won't get much attention because it's in the rearview mirror, but a pretty damning account from Jim Comey there about Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general in the Obama administration, and her handling of the Clinton email investigation. It won't get much attention, but that was pretty damning.
So, Bree, I wanted to start there because those are two completely different narratives in the media last night. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I think it's very clear that Comey has a history of manipulating the media in order to cover his own tail. He admitted under oath yesterday that he leaked the memo to his friend, who then leaked it to the New York Times, and then the New York Times ran with the story without actually seeing the memo in order to get a special prosecutor, right? And I think it's also very startling that the Senate Intelligence Committee itself has not actually seen the memos either. That was revealed during a line of questioning. So, you know, as a reporter watching Comey talk about this, I would, my inclination is to say, man, I'm never going to trust what this guy has to say. I think it's very shocking to see a narrative come out painting him as a Boy Scout who's on this quixotic, quest for truth and justice, because I think it's very clear that he is a spineless weasel who has a history of manipulating the media to cover his own tail.
Well, he himself said he's no Captain Courageous, and that at important points he would back down. Loretta Lynch was one of them.
Yeah. I mean, he called himself cowardly at least four or five five times by my count. You know, and I think it's very clear that Comey, he admitted that Donald Trump never asked him to stop or alter the investigation in any way. He had a funny feeling, you know, in his stomach regarding some conversations with Donald Trump, and he chose not to talk about or address those issues until after he was fired. And then now we get this very dramatic narrative that's reminiscent of the stunt that he pulled off with Chuck Schumer and Preet Bharara in 2007 when they brought down, you know, sitting Alberta.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, crazy world is just too frustrating.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. This is a special hour that we have been waiting to do for quite a while with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder, senior pastor, with his wife, Tammy, of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, widely considered an expert in the field of end-time prophecy, annually hosts a prophecy conference that draws crowds in excess of 10,000 people from all over the U.S. He's been interviewed by the Washington Post, USA Today, CNN, Christian Post, The Telegraph on the subject of Armageddon and the post-apocalyptic world. Phil, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
As always, there's never a shortage of viable topics for us to discuss here in America and around the world.
Well, and all this in terms of One Nation Without Law, your brand new book, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times and the Power of Hope. You know, we're looking at the unraveling, you know, it's beyond the United States anymore. I mean, it's around the world with all these terrorist activities. What are you going to do about it? England with the attacks and Europe with, you know, it's like every day you're hearing another attack, another terror attack. But what happened in Manchester, you know, was just absolutely incredible, Phil. And it really, I know it made a lot of terror experts. I've spoken with them here in this country saying, as one told me, he said, Bill, maybe we're about a year away, if we're lucky, to have something like that here in this country.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, Manchester, let's say UK in general, mm-hmm. has been brewing for, you know, the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't think about it in those terms. They wake up one day and they find cracks in their walls and they don't realize the foundation of the house was cracked for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. There are cracks in the walls and everyone's patching it, thinking all is well. Not realizing at all that the foundation upon which we laid this nation has been shifting for some time. We just didn't notice it, that's all.
Exactly. Well, what's happened, it's kind of like our own body's defense mechanism, the immunity system, right? When that is compromised, you know, we get colds a little bit more often, the flu that we get's a little bit more severe, and it just keeps progressing to such a degree that before you know it, you're dealing with something of a catastrophic nature. And much the same case with terror. The borders, you know, we go back to building the wall with Nehemiah, Pastor Phil, and, you know, what happened there, you know, fortunately you had somebody who could see that the walls not being up and protection being down and the vulnerability of the people was a serious cause. And the people just got used to it. They were living this way until an outsider came in and said, wait a minute, we got serious problems here. And then the people started getting it and going, wow, you're right. You know, we hadn't really even thought about it. And so, you know, and then once they caught the vision that they needed to repair the walls, then everybody was all in. Except for the outsiders on the edge, still yelling, you know, kind of like the Trump effect right now, saying, you're not going to build no wall, you know, that's not going to happen. But, hey, just like then is now, and that is that you're going to have those antithetical forces doing everything they can to counter the vision that is needed for this country.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring Nehemiah in, because the naysayers and the critics and the skeptics were always trying to stop the work. When they realized the work could not be stopped, then they tried to lure Nehemiah into the plane of Ono, which is really interesting.
Right.
Nehemiah's response was, oh, no, I'm not going there.
That's right.
And I think that's what happens. We find 100 different voices. Some are strong, some are soft, trying to dissuade a very good course that is going to be set for the protection of the people of America. Mm-hmm. But everybody says, no, it's going to be okay. We're going to be fine. And that's akin to the cracks in the wall.
Exactly.
Now, Manchester, you want to jump into Manchester for a minute?
Yeah, let's do it. I was only going to give you one side comment because I was being a smart aleck. I said, thank God that Nehemiah wasn't Hawaiian. If he heard Ono, Ono means good. So then he would have taken off. But, you know, just sidebar for my Hawaiian
friends.
That's good,
man. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's
okay.
a good thing to know, too.
Yeah, jump into Manchester. Let's go.
Manchester is really interesting on a couple of different levels. I think, first of all, it's tragic. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Also, one of our lead guitarists in our band used to play for Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. He was actually one of the ones that started Influence Church with us.
Right.
So I was able to connect with him after the event, and just kind of because he's living in the UK today. But as you look at Manchester, Manchester is interesting in that where it happened. Everybody's looking at the loss of life, but it's interesting in two ways. One, because the attack was outside the concert, beyond security, and secondly, because it happened right there, basically near the city center. Now, in my book, I spend a whole chapter dealing with ISIS and Nineveh. Mm-hmm. And the proximity of the headquarters of ISIS is within the walls of Mosul, which Jonah mm-hmm. preached about the Ninevites.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Nineveh is within the walls of mm-hmm. Mosul.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a parallel there. And I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. But let's just first of all look at Manchester. It experienced a terror attack in 1996 by the IRA, the Irish Republican Army. And they detonated at that time a 3,300-pound bomb in the city center. Now, that was the largest bomb ever detonated in the UK up to that point. It was only 3/10 of a mile from the area on the Grande concert.
Right.
So now keep that in mind. 1940, Adolf Hitler, the Blitz over England, the largest bombing blitz by Germany in the UK was 1940 in December, and guess where it was? Right on the city center.
Wow.
So we see that there is a repetition of the same kind of terror that's happening in Manchester near the city center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that standing alone, we wouldn't think much of it. But in my book, I go into 1963, we had President Kennedy assassinated in Dallas. And that was tragic for the world. But what happened again in July of 2016 in Dallas, a lone gunman killed 5 police officers during a peaceful protest. But like the Kennedy assassination, this was an evil and murderous action. But it was more than that. It was an act of lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
But it occurred in between where Kennedy was shot and the Dallas courthouse. It was only 3/10 of a mile away from where John F. Kennedy was shot.
Wow. Now, is this the rise of demonic forces and controlling, you know, spirits, as you and I have talked about before?
I believe it is, and I really didn't. I'd always believed that. I'd always taught that. But I can never, let's say, validate that mm-hmm. with real historical data until now.
Wow.
And I began to see parallel after parallel where there are territorial spirits who seem to reside in the same territory. They don't leave their assignment,
mm-hmm.
and they do repetitive acts over and over again throughout history. And, you know, another one, if I could just jump into that, 1972, the Olympic Games in Munich.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, the Palestinian Black September terrorist group took hostage and then later killed Jewish Olympians. And that Olympic Village was only just 4/10 of a mile from where the McDonald's shooting happened on July 22, 2016. So there's another data point that we just need to think about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it'd be interesting because it's interesting you should bring this up. As you know, last year when I went to Israel, I started to see and understand some geographical significance as to why there are certain hot spots in the world and what brings them together. And it's a combination of things. It's, you know, just some geography, easement into other countries, and I think the other thing that's being overlooked that you're pointing out here that's very appropriate, and that is the controlling spirits. More from Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller in his book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from me.
Martinez Lotta.
Conversation continues with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. We're talking about his brand new book, and I know for some people, you know, that do not quite understand, and this is something where you need to get into the Word and study and get some clarity and wisdom on, because we are coming into the days of days of where these ruling spirits are going to be more revealed and more prevalent, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. And if the book of Revelation teaches us anything, it is when constraint is removed, lawlessness increases. And that's a principle in society. And, you know, UK, what did they do? Over the last several years, they have reduced their police force by 20,000. Well, that's a lot of reduction when you've got an increase in lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of why, you know, Prime Minister May, this is part of why the Mayor of London is getting a lot of backlash, because in the midst of trying to run a city or run a country, they're cutting down on the very thing that is supposed to bring control and restraint to a society.
Exactly. Well, and the things that the Mayor of London had to say, of course, he is Muslim, and but even Piers Morgan went after him several days back because of his inability to be able to have a handle on 400 people who have come off the Syrian field that have been fighters, not somebody that, you know, hasn't been trained. They have been trained in combat, and now they're unleashed on the streets of London, and they seem to have very little idea or sense of urgency about holding them in check.
Yeah, I think the London Mayor Sadiq Khan is nothing but rhetoric. And in some ways, it's similar rhetoric you heard from Tony Blair, you know, 10, 12 years ago when he was in power. It was, everything's fine, just go live your lives.
Exactly.
Well, nobody buys that rhetoric. You know, that's political speech that means mm-hmm. nothing. And given his philosophical and worldview, we understand why he's going to make comments like that and why he is really, in my opinion, a do-nothing mayor.
Exactly.
So, you know, so it is an interesting time to see what's happening in UK. And Tammy and I lived in the UK for a number of years and had a wonderful time there, wonderful people there, and also know the importance of rule in society, which was much stronger than it is today.
Yeah, who would think that we'd be at this point where you'd have a mayor of London saying that, you know, terrorism is part and parcel of life in a big city? I mean, that's like the... Was it the mayor of Baltimore who said, oh, just let them riot? They need to get it off their chest. Let them destroy property. You know, talk about lawlessness.
Well, and Sadiq Khan, in his comments, he also did not refer to London as, you know, the capital or a central part of UK. Mm-hmm. He referred to it as a world city.
Yes.
Now, most people would say, well, of course it's a world city, but there's also some different talk there. This, he's really trying to take it away from, I believe, ownership of the UK mm-hmm. and say, no, we are bigger than that. And we are, you know, we are not identifying with this nation state. Mm-hmm. We're really dealing with the world.
Yeah, it's part and parcel of the global society perspective, isn't it?
It actually is. And that's why I say a lot of times if you listen carefully to what people are saying on these levels, you'll really hear what's really going on. Their worldview will come out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
His Islamic background will come out eventually. And it will be a guiding force in a lot of what happens in London today and tomorrow.
And this is the tough thing, Phil, and you and I have discussed this previously regarding, you know, the Quran, their belief system and that. And I say I don't want them to tear. I'm not going to tell them to tear any pages out of their Quran any more than I want them to tell me to tear pages out of my Bible. But that's for them to decide what to do if they want to be part of the Western world and to be living at peace with their neighbors. But it's hard to reconcile when the jihad and everything that they talk about is you know, owning the world, taking over. And so you will either be faithful to the Quran and the Caliphate and subject to or dead, you know, one way or another. So you either got to go along to get along or, you know, it's not going to be a fun picnic for you or your family.
Yeah, and I think that's what, let's just say the Western or Christian worldview doesn't understand. I don't understand that for us, we can find a way to live in harmony with people because that's our worldview. Mm. But the Islamic worldview is not that way. At its very core, it is domination. It is very core. It is control. Now, do we have what's called a moderate Muslim? Do we have neighbors who we love? Sure, we have a neighborhood. We have two neighbors who are Muslim. One of them we know very well. We get along with them great. We've known them for 12 years. No problem at all. But if push comes to shove and there is a jihad in my neighborhood, are they going to protect me or protect the other Muslim neighbor?
Yeah, flip a coin.
You know, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that if we fail to deal with the evil in our world that we have today, it's only going to rise to greater heights and destroy the good in all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the question came up years ago after the Rodney King riots in L.A., you may recall, and Rodney King got in front of the cameras and said, why can't we all get along? And I got to tell you, Phil, I asked God that. I said, you know, hey, this question's coming up, you know, why can't we get along? And it was without hesitation. I felt like God directly said, because evil and good cannot cohabitate.
They don't. No. Yeah, it's an interesting day, and I don't know if you saw the piece in the Daily Mail today from England, but the headlines was ISIS supporting news agency tells Muslims to avoid gathering places of the Crusaders. I noticed that terminology.
Wow, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. As fanatics plan to explode, run over people, and cut their necks at any time. And so ISIS has published basically a challenge to Muslims and a warning. He says, okay, we're really getting ready to unload, and so stay out of places where a lot of the quote-unquote crusaders hang out, because those are going to be places that they're going to be targets for us today.
Exactly. Well, why is it, Phil, I have an idea, but I want to get your perspective on this. Why is it that you've got an increase in Islamic activity right now, and radical Islamic activity?
Well, you know, if you look at it historically, basically Islam seems to run in about 70-year cycles. And those aren't definitive years, but basically we're in about a 70-year cycle of that what I call the Islamic resurgence. And it's not an original term with me, but we see this rising up and coming to the forefront. I can't tell you why it's 70 years. I did not an exhaustive, but a brief study of it. And I began to ask myself a different question. And here's the question I asked, Bill. And this one is a lightning rod. What if Islamic terrorism was a strategic plan of misdirection?
Mm. Yeah.
While all of our eyes are on the murderous acts committed by Islamic terrorists, the Trojan horse has passed through the gates of the city.
Mm. Yes.
So if the real battles aren't in places like Manchester or London or some other identified city, while our eyes are there and we're mourning the loss and we're thinking, how can you, the Islamic resurgence is slowly and systematically introducing Islamic law into Western law.
Well, Phil, let's take a pause right there. Well, let's leave that right there. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Give some kindness to remain. Love from heart and fear and true.
Our conversation continues with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. We're talking about his brand new book. Pastor Phil, how can people get their hands on your book?
You know, they can go to philhotzenpiller.com. They can go to onenationwithoutlaw.com. That might be an easier than trying to spell my name. onenationwithoutlaw.com, and there you'll find a landing page, and you'll find a route into that. Or they can pre-order on Amazon.
Exactly. And, of course, we'll have it linked at our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. Phil, I want you to pick up where we left off before we went to the break. So our audience has been sitting on the edge of the seat, allowing you to finish your thought here.
So here was what struck me. What if, and this is how the enemy works, it's misdirection. What if all these terror acts were only part of a grand strategic plan, and while our eyes are on those, we're not looking where we should be looking, and that's where the real battle is. So Islamic resurgence slowly and systematically seeks to introduce Islamic law in place of Western law. So what happens is we begin to slowly embrace religious language and symbolism out of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
We see the establishment of Islamic education and curricula in public schools and even chairs of Islamic studies. So what happens is we grow accustomed to it. After a while, we're desensitized, we don't think about it, and yet all of a sudden, Islamic codes of social behavior begin to enter in. So what I say is this. The resurgence is not isolated or reserved for those who are considered extremist. Now, that's the resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, it's a mainstream effort to overturn our great American values and heritage. So we'll drill down into that a little bit more. But this first reading of this kind of a thought, not the misdirection, but the thought of a strategic plan came from Samuel P. Huntington from Harvard, who began to say that in the 70s, some of the great Muslim nations had formed a strategic plan on how to infiltrate and take and control America. And one of them was through the educational system. One of them was through moving in society, becoming mainstream, and then getting elected to political offices. Well, that is happening.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, it's already happened. I mean, Trevor Loudon out of New Zealand has written extensively, his part two book and concept of The Enemies Within, cites, how many Muslims, people that you would think, here we are at a time where this country is real sensitive about top secret information. And guess what? They have had access to top secret information, and we're talking people associated with the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. What's wrong with this picture?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And so now you look back and you go, the fox is in the hen house. What do you do?
Mm.
What do you really do? Do you shut the door and let it consume the chickens, or do you go in and try to get the fox out of the hen house? And so we are in a bit of a dilemma here, and we have this problem that, what do you do with? Huntington, to kind of cite him again, said the final battle on planet Earth, he believed, and by the way, he was an advisor to Jimmy Carter, which would not be his greatest claim to fame, but he said the final battle on planet Earth will be between the Muslim and the non-Muslim world.
Wow.
Now, that statement would not seem that radical were it made today.
Mm-hmm.
But he made that statement 25 years ago.
Wow. So even back then, he could see what was on the horizon. And this is the thing, Phil, that there are people amongst us who have that gift of prophecy, have that gift to see, beyond. And that is incredible insight. And here we are with a 25-year-ago prediction. I mean, we even had a closer one where you had, if you remember, a couple of election cycles ago, Mitt Romney saying our gravest threat was the Russians. And Barack Obama kind of laughed at him, and the Democrats mocked him. And, well, they don't do that today, do they?
No, it's... be careful what you predict. Someone's going to have it in digital form to remind you.
and your reaction as well. So, so here it is. And I think what you're bringing up in terms of this misdirection, I think you're opening the eyes of people who are hearing this, that this strategic plan of misdirection, why not? It could be very likely, right? Why we're not paying attention, because here it is within our country right now. The FBI says they have open investigations in every state of the union, approximately 1,000 investigations for terrorist activity. We have already communities that are well established. I mean, we talk about Paris as no-go zones. They don't like it. I've spoken with a couple of reporters in Paris. They don't like it when you refer to no-go zones. I said, well, what do you call them? The police don't want to show up. Nobody else. I mean, everybody's real careful about it, and that's the language I'm getting, from the street, is that they're called no-go zones. And the United States is having more and more quote-unquote no-go zones as well. And Sharia being the law of the day, and forget about the Constitution. So ever so gently, as you mentioned, we are being conditioned to think this is all acceptable. And what's the big difference here?
Well, in love and in war, he who cares the least wins.
Yeah.
And for those who care the least about this nation, because they don't care, they will roll over everything. everyone, because, and they will ultimately win because they will dominate a situation until the righteous rise up and say, wait a minute, that's not going to work here. We're not going to do that. I want to go back to one of those historical figures that most people have heard of, a guy by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yeah.
And he asked this question in one of his books. He said, who stands fast? Only the man whose final standard is not his reason, his principles, his conscience, his freedom, or his virtue, but who is ready to sacrifice all when he is called to be obedient, responsible, action in faith, and whole life in answer to the question of the call of God. And then he asks this question, where are the responsible people? That is the question that we'll be asking, because we saw what was happening in Germany prior to our entry into the war, and we really felt like we could avoid that conflict. As we were plunged into war with Pearl Harbor and then to the European front as well, we finally came to the place where we have to do something. And unfortunately, most of us don't do anything until we have to do something. We don't confront the evil until we have to confront the evil, until it shows up at our front door. Then we do something about it.
Right.
And I think the call to America is, let's do something before we have to do something radical.
Well, sadly, history would tell us that, to your point, we don't until we have to. We've got all these warnings, and we're saying, you know, it's kind of like that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. The projection is that, you know, you pay later, it's going to cost you a lot more. So you're better off to cut your losses early, or in this case with Pennzoil was, you know, you're going to pay a little bit higher now, but it's going to be well worth it in the long run. And basically the same thing that we're faced with today is that, what are we going to wait for? And it's going to be that point when, you know, just like in World War II, in fact, you know, remember, we just remembered D-Day here in looking back over the history and the Six-Day War with Israel. It took men and women of courage who were willing to be all in and to fall on their sword for the sake of the higher calling.
Yeah, and that's a biblical principle. It is that we love everyone, and we at the same time we promote justice. And part of the, I'm going to call it the left wing kind of speech that you hear is love everyone. And that's true. We love everyone, but you also have the other edge of the sword is justice must prevail or love will not.
Exactly. We're going to leave it right there. We've got to go to break. More from Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller and his book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. S.C. Johnson is renaming its insect science research centers in Racine, Wisconsin, and Shanghai, China, to the S.C. Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health. It is also expanding new research centers, reflecting the company's 60-year leadership in entomological research and longtime commitment to family health. S.C. Johnson hopes to raise awareness and education in preventing insect-borne diseases such as malaria, dengue, Zika, and West Nile virus for families around the world and while traveling during summer months. S.C. Johnson is committed to improving quality of life for people all over the world through educational programs and sustainable business solutions to help strengthen at-risk communities in developing countries. Dr. Tom Mascari, entomologist, S.C. Johnson.
At S.C. Johnson, we are committed to advancing the sciences of insect biology, physiology, and toxicology. We use this knowledge to help educate families on mosquito bite prevention and awareness of insect-borne illnesses, as we have for the last 60 years.
For more information on how to keep your family protected from mosquitoes, visit scjohnson.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back. We're visiting with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, the senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, and we're talking about his book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. Pastor Phil, I want you to pick it up where we left it off, because, you know, this is an important point that people need to get a hold of, because this is where we are. I mean, whether it's the cycle of nations, history repeats itself, and we are on a predictable trajectory, I would think.
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, here's part of the problem, too. We're not just dealing with a mindset that's unwilling to act. We're also dealing with a set of laws that have accumulated over the last number of years, especially the last 50 years, that seem to protect the rights of the guilty versus the innocent. And we've all had that outcry in our life. What do? We've got laws that we know, for example, a certain number of people are on a terror watch list. And in my mind, I say, well, let's just go lock them up today. Why do I wait for that guy to act? What am I doing here? And I recognize there's a law there, and we don't want to violate the law, but there needs to be some really definitive work that's done to try to shore up the laws to get us to a place to where we're truly protected. Mm-hmm. And we can act on those. You know, I mean, I don't think I'm on the terror watch list. I'm pretty sure you're not, Bill. But there are some people that are. What do we do with those? We just watch them and wait until it happens?
Right. Well, the problem we have, I think, is that people have confused justice and compassion. And when your government starts being compassionate, it really is out of order. It's a round peg in a square hole. God established governments to be just, and basically said as long as that government is just, the people will rejoice, it will go well, but it violates its principle, its core principle, when it becomes compassionate. Compassion is something that individuals, the society, can exercise, but not the government.
Exactly.
And it confuses people. And I think that's where we are right now, is that we've had a government for the sake of you know, trying to control the people and to get reelected and to really be out of order in terms of what their priority is when they come to serve the people. So they've turned the tables upside down and they've become more compassionate than just. And as a result, we have a country in chaos and a world that's not that far behind.
Yeah, you know, one of the most intriguing readings that I've done in recent days, and I literally buy every book he has, and that's a Yale professor whose last name is Volf, V-O-L-F, and he's Croatian. Mm. And he lived during the violence of the Balkans.
Oh, wow.
And one of the his first book was actually a speech he delivered there in the Balkans. And basically what he asked the question is, he asked a question about justice and if God is angry at injustice. And he said, if God were not angry at injustice and deception and did not make the final end of end to violence, God would not be worthy of our worship.
Mm.
So we have to understand that justice has to deal with violence. It has to deal with it, or from even God's perspective, or we think, what kind of God would allow evil to prevail in our world? Which is a question the person outside of the faith community always seems to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So as you begin to drill down into what he says, he talks about those of us who live in the suburb have the benefit of not dealing with real life. And that is, what do you do if you, and this literally happened to him, what do you do when your father is killed, your mother is raped, your sister has her throat slit? You do not have the luxury to sit down with the criminal and have coffee and walk him through how he was abused as a child.
Yes.
And so he makes us think deep into the things that are really going on in our world. And we do have a lot of platitudes that are coming out that try to obscure what's really happening and trying to say, whether it's immigration and allowing those unvetted to come into our nation or whatever it is, that don't really understand the real issue because they're cloistered away in the secure bunkers called suburbia, made more secure with gated communities and burglar alarms and private security agents.
Exactly.
But the real world doesn't live that way.
Hmm. Well, and before you know it, evil is going to come knocking at their door because that's what happens. You know, they think they're protected, but, you know, it's like these celebrities, you know, they don't want anybody else to have guns, but they're surrounded by bodyguards who have guns, you know, and,
exactly.
And, you know, it's interesting, you know, with, there was, what was it, Jose Ramos, with Univision was complaining and saying that, walls made for bad neighbors. And, he was questioned by, Tucker Carlson, says, well, I assume where you live, you lock your doors at night, probably. And he went, yeah. And he says, and you probably have walls around your home, right? Yeah. Does that mean you're a bad neighbor? You know,
right.
So
that's
so we've really confused this whole situation in thinking that, you know, in doing this, we've accommodated evil. And, you know, when you read the Old Testament, Phil, and I know it's hard for some people when they go, well, yeah, you know, if you got a rebellious child, you just take them outside the village and you just stone the kid. And, you know, and next day when everybody comes to, you know, all the kids come together at playtime, they go, hey, what happened to Johnny? Oh, you didn't hear, he got stoned. And we don't mean he was smoking something. He's no more. He's you know, he's in a pile of heap here. And so, you know, that happens a couple of times and the kids get the message. But again, this is God protecting the integrity of who he says he is. And he is a just God. And that means that there is judgment either today or down the road. The problem is with down the road, as Ecclesiastes says, is that if it's not dealt with handily and readily, it becomes more complicated. My interpretation.
And I think you're right. And I believe that, you know, to make it really practical, I mean, what do we do about it? You know, Bill Hymer, in his book, Destined for the Thrones, wrote something I thought was really, really good. He said, the only force in the world that's contesting with Satan's total rule in human affairs is the Church of the Living God.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you think about that comment, If there was nothing to hinder Satan, he would make hell out of this world here and now.
Exactly.
So we become the saving virtue in the midst of a crisis. So on one hand, we have the answer, and that comes in the form of, to make it practical, that means we can pray, that means we can change lives, that means we can love people, that means we can bind the strong man. At the same time, it means that we have a responsibility to get involved in civic affairs, to get elected to public office, to send our children into a place where they can learn and become very skilled at what they do and influence the world in which they live with an agenda of God's kingdom, not just to make money.
Right.
So we have some tools that we need to use more effectively, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. We have the tools. Why aren't we using them? God told us in Genesis, be fruitful, multiply. And he wouldn't have told us that if it was just a theory or an idea that all of a sudden, why don't you go out there, Phil, and go be fruitful and multiply, if he doesn't know the end from the beginning and designed it to be the case and empowered you with everything. So, this is an indictment on the church and the church politic, or the church body, I should say, rise up. I mean, lawlessness is running amok here. It's affecting our kids, our grandkids. What is going to happen to the next generation if we, like those churches that heard the cries coming out of those cattle cars driving by and going into concentration camps and hearing the pastor just say, well, just ignore the crying and screaming, just sing louder, right?
Yeah. You know, one of the amazing things when I hear you talk about society and how we just kind of sometimes bat our eyes as a general public, I think about the demon-possessed man with the legion of demons.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feared this guy. They tried to put him in chains, and he'd break them, and he just was kind of in a part of the world where everybody avoided. Jesus shows up there, and I'm sure the disciples, wide-eyed, looking around, going, what's going on here? And he casts the demons out, and then the town hear about it. They come out. They see him in his good mind, and know that the pigs have gone off the hill, and then they say, Jesus, will you leave?
Yes.
It's really bad when you want, would you rather have a man with multiple demons in your neighborhood than Jesus?
Yes. And ironic, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I was going to say, and people, what they do is they're driven to that which they think they can control.
Mm.
Which is a demon-possessed man in chains,
rather
than a Jesus whom they cannot control, who ultimately sets them free.
Exactly. Go figure. And not that further down the road, there is that choice again where it's between Jesus and Barabbas, right?
Yeah. And and mankind will always choose wrongly as a majority.
Mm.
They always choose wrongly when it's finally said and done about God. So the bulk of the world says no God. You know, the minority of the world says, yes, there's a God, and it's this God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always going to be in that tension in our world, but God never relied on the majority for his kingdom to come.
Exactly. Well, Phil, we got to wrap it up, and boy, an hour goes by fast, as usual, between you and I, and I'm so grateful for you and for your ministry. And just to wrap things up here, I'm going to let you summarize this and convey to the people, where's the hope? We've got to, this is going to be a 30-second summary, so we got to hit the points fast, okay?
Well, the hope is only found in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we find our security in him. Fear can be set aside because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So, look to him, be strong, get involved, and do what is good and do what is right.
Amen. His book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, Power of Hope, available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what you
your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grace, 100% grass-fed.